Have you gotten over the end yet?
I don't know. I haven't watched anything, so that's probably helped me. Like, I just turned off everything because I was just, you know, we don't want to hear about what everybody has to say about it when I lived it. So,
right.
I'm over it. It's done. And now we're trying to figure out, okay, how do we keep pushing to get over that hump for next year?
I talked to Sebastian about it. I don't think he's going to watch the finals either. And I can't believe the finals don't even start for another 4 days. I don't understand. Can't understand sitting around that long. Why do I get the feeling, and I got this sense from talking to him, that this exit hurts more than some of the others?
Yeah, for sure it does. I mean, if you're being real about it, you know, Boston's out, Tampa's out, Toronto's out. We beat New Jersey. Like, we kind of, you know, if you just took that out of it, you're like, okay, we got a really good chance here. And then, obviously, we did. We did have a really good chance. And I think that the guys know it. They played the game. I mean, they know that any game we could have easily won those. It could have gone a different way, and we'd be having a different conversation. But that's not how it works, right? It didn't. We didn't. So that's why I think it's a little tougher to swallow, plus the fact that we were missing some real pieces that – you know, we went in that series, it was all about how do we shut them down. I mean, that was what it was, and we did. I mean, right. 20 shots a game. Right. That's, you just told me that going in. You're going to, you know, take out that one overtime game. At the end of regulation, they averaged 20 shots a night. Like, that's, man, we're going to win 4 games in a row. You told me that. And it worked, in, you know, obviously the other way. So, and it wasn't like we didn't get our chances. So that's the part that was, that's why he's saying – what he's saying, and that's the frustration part of it.
Right.
But, you know, hey, we got to find a way to get a little bit better here, obviously.
So what do you think the difference was? I was, in a way, a little encouraged that Don had talked about getting heavier, bigger maybe during the off season. What do you think ultimately the difference was in 4 games against Florida?
Well, the difference was we were missing 2 heavy pieces that I can score. And that, but they were sitting on the sidelines. So, you know, that's what's hard about it. You sit here, we addressed that in the summer last year, what we thought we needed, and it just didn't work out because of injuries. And then we had another big injury at the wrong time to the other part that does take care of that part of it. So it's, you know, you add that into the mix, I don't know that we'd be having that same conversation.
So Rod Brind'Amour is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. So if I told you in January that – over the course of the season, it would be Teuvo Teravainen's least productive full year in the in his NHL career. Seth Jarvis, in terms of production, I want to ask you more specifically about him, but in terms of production, wouldn't take a step forward from last year. You would have 5 games total of Max Pacioretty, and Andrei Svechnikov wouldn't be there basically for the last quarter of the season, and you would still win a division. You would have said to me, "You what?"
I said, but really? Like, we're gonna and you say win a division? That's kind of not, that's putting it mildly.
Right.
We had to win a division and had like one of the best years in the history of the franchise.
Yeah.
If not the best year, so like.
And get to the Final Four in the playoffs.
Right. Right. That's why you have to take a step back sometimes, and I look at it that way. And had, I think we had, what, we have a 17-game point streak or something stupid like that, or some crazy number like. That's a hell of a year. You're gonna have a hard time doubling up on that. So, you know, now it's still, we know that that wasn't the main prize, and that's why it's obviously left a little bit of frustration, and you hear it in my voice probably and the guys' voices that you've already interviewed, because that's not what we didn't play to win those things. We played to win the ultimate prize here, and we didn't get it.
All right, a couple of more things, and I'll let you go. And I know you and I will talk again probably, I don't know. We talked so almost every day during the season. I'm sure you don't.
You got to have me on. You got to have me on and talk other sports sometimes.
Oh.
I'm worn out talking about this.
All right.
I'm talking about the NC State baseball or something.
What a mistake. By the way, good luck. We're going to talk to Elliot Avent in a little bit today. So I know you and Elliot are tight, so – I'll tell him that you said hello, but you have just made the biggest mistake of your entire life by telling me you want to come on and talk about other sports, because I'm going to do that.
All right.
Let me ask you about Seth Jarvis real quick. His production was a little lower than it was a year ago, But why do I feel like he became a better player?
Because you know what you're watching. You know, like sometimes people, they don't watch our team and they'll just grab a stat sheet. And that's what a lot of media people do. But, but you watch the game. Mm-hmm. So you watch the player and you go, damn, he played pretty good tonight. And then he might not have had any points. He's around it, right? You know when he's on the ice. And I think that's the key. He's got to put up some points. Otherwise, that's what he's out there to do. But you can see that he's a threat. Right when he's on the ice, he gets the puck on a stick. There's a chance that something good's going to happen, and I think that's only going to continue.
Yeah, I mean he had a tremendous year. Do you have an explanation for what happened to Turbo this year?
I do. I think confidence is an interesting thing, and it's not something you can put on a spreadsheet. And when it kind of goes away, sometimes it's just hard to regain it. He's actually really tough on himself. He doesn't really seem like, because he seems kind of very chill. But he's one of the smartest players we have. So he's also in tune with when he's not playing or doing it right or not quite up to the his standard. And so I think he was really hard on himself, and then just that didn't go well. So definitely, like I've heard you talk about it. You and I have talked about it. Million times. He has to be better if we're going to take that next step, because there's a lot of things run through him, and hopefully he can have a good summer, kind of get refreshed and be the difference maker next year.
Yeah, he is the conduit to so many things. Really, one more thing, and I want to ask you about Martin Natchez. For three quarters of the season, and maybe just for half, where he was a really, really good player, there was still production maybe in the third quarter of the season, but when we got to the last 20 games, maybe it coincided with Andre's injury, Marty's kind of production also waned. Is this a case of just getting stronger, or is there something else maybe preventing him from, because he didn't seem like he made a big impact in the playoffs?
Yeah, well, the game changes a little bit in the playoffs. He's an elite player when you give him time and space. Right? We know that. That's why you see a lot of overtime. You see a lot of 4-on-4. We know that. And in the playoffs, that's not what the game's about. So he's going to have to just keep figuring out how to do all that in tighter spaces. Right? And that's really what it comes down to. I don't think he was bad. I don't think, but he wasn't what you're used to seeing, because the rink just got a little bit smaller, if that makes sense.
Yep.
That's an area that I think he'll get better at. And he showed signs of it, and kind of you have to almost adapt your game a little bit in the playoffs when you're a player that needs the ice to really show off his skills. He's just going to have to continue to keep learning how to do that. I think he will. I think he had a great year, and I think, he's a huge piece of it. If he can figure that part out, play in a little tighter spaces, I think, that he'll just only help himself but help us. A little better.
All right, you and I, next conversation, we'll talk college football. Yeah. Is that fair?
Whatever. Something other than me talking about the same stuff. I'd be happy to do that. But I love talking about our guys, so I'm just joking with you here.
No, that's fine.
College football, I'm not sure if I'm up to speed on that.
Oh, I don't know anything about it either. Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, you know what? There you go. I'm glad you said that. Appreciate that.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Speaking the truth, what do you know about? You do
nothing.
Know some hockey. I'll give you that.
I know a little bit about hockey. I could talk soccer and golf.
We got to talk about how soccer's starting to bleed into hockey, though.
It is.
With some of this embellishment stuff. We got to get that out of it.
I'm with you. We could talk about that. We could talk about all of that. I'll talk to you very soon. Best to the family.
Yeah, you too, buddy. See ya.